It's appropriate. Parshas Devarim always comes right before Tisha B'Av, the weeks leading into Tisha B'Av. When we have in this week's parsha, Moshe says the phrase of Eicha Eset Levad Levadi. Excuse me, my page got flipped. I'm sorry. Eicha Eset Levadi Tarchachem U'Masachem V'Rivchem. How can it be? How can I possibly alone shoulder this burden? All of your burdensomeness, your fighting, your contentiousness. I can't possibly manage this, Moshe says. Rashi explains what he means with each one of those phrases. He says, when he says your tarchacham, your contentiousness is, you see the Jewish people, the way they are when they go to din, they present their case, and then as soon as they see that they're about to lose, all of a sudden they say, wait, I have more witnesses, I have more evidence. So just right when we're about to end it, they bring in more, and then the other one brings in more. They purposely just do it to cause problems. And their burdensomeness, Rashi quotes, they no matter what Moshe does, they would complain. If Moshe would leave the office early, they would say, you see this guy? He's not even working. He's going home early. If he would stay in the office late, they would say, you see this guy? He's scheming against us. You see, they're staying late at night to come up with plans. No matter what he would do, the people would have what to say. What, he can't win if you do this, can't win if you can't do if you do that. So Moshe says, Eicha Esel Evadi. I can't. How can I carry this by myself? And of course, the word Eicha, as reminiscent, the Medrash points out the three who said the word Eicha. Moshe says the word Eicha. Yirmiyo says the word Eicha. Yishayo says the word Eicha. Each in different stages of Klal Yisrael. Part of this statement that Moshe makes is he makes it a second time. Not just Eicha Esel Levadi, but he says, Lo Uchal Levadi Seit. I can't. Lo Uchal. I cannot do it. Rashi says, you can't? That makes sense that a person like Moshe would say, I can't do it? Rashi says, Afshar Shalohaya Moshe Yochol Ladonis Yisrael. Moshe couldn't judge the people. Adam Shehotziyami Mitzrayim, the person who took him out of Mitzrayim. Karolano Sayam, split the sea. Horad Esaman, brought down the man, brought the Slav. He can't sit and judge them. That you can't do. You could do all these other things, but to judge the Jewish people is too much. Which is an interesting question, because one would have said, yes, that is more. It is more difficult to judge the Jewish people than it is to split the sea and bring it. But Rashi doesn't go that way. Rashi says, you know what Moshe means when he says, I can't do it? Rashi says, the reason why I can't do it is because Hashem Elokechem Hirbo Eschem, He's made you greater than me. Higdil Veheirim Eschem Al Dayanechem. Notalesha'onesh Mikem V'nafsnu Al HaDayanim. He takes away the punishment from the Baalei Din, from the litigants, and he places all of the responsibility upon the head of the judges themselves, which is exactly what Shlomo Melech says, the same thing. Shlomo said, Ki miyucha lishpot es amcha. Who can judge this nation? So Rashi says, Shlomo didn't have the wisdom to judge the people, the wisest of all men. Shlomo meant the same thing, and he uses his language, Elakacha Mashlomo, we're not like all the other umos ha'olam. If a judge makes a mistake, okay, made a mistake. But by me, Shlomo Melech says, and by Moshe, im chayavti mamon shlokedin, if I only make a monetary mistake, nafshos ani nitbashem, demands our own lives. As a judge, the exactment of judgment and the responsibility of the leader, Moshe says, Eicha Esel Levadi, that I can't do, lo uchal. I can't manage the responsibility of what it takes in terms of being able to sit in judgment over such a people, in that the ramifications of an error, of a mistake, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks at great length of a dayan, a judge always sees a cherev al tzavarov. He sees a knife over his throat. The responsibility of when you're a judge and you're administering, this is the din Torah. It's not just what I think. I'm not just administering the law of the land. I am the representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. This is the halacha. The responsibility of that is so enormous that a Moshe says, when I can't do anything right in front of the people, and they're complaining this way, and they're complaining that way, lo uchal, I can't manage such a situation. So says Moshe, a harsh comment, which we read always this time of year, we always read leading into Tisha B'Av, a Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed, as the Chazal say, we spoke about last night at length, Mipnei Sinas Chinam, and Moshe, the leader, Rabbeinu, the teacher, says, I can't manage a people, the responsibility that I have and the way that you manage yourselves, I can't. I can't deal with this. And that led into, of course, Yisro's suggestion to have various other dynamics. And we always read this as a reminder of our responsibility as the people towards the dayanim, towards the judges, towards the leadership, to be on the same team, so to speak, that they shouldn't say, I can't, it's just too much. That is the great indictment that Moshe gives against the Jewish people, which we always read as we get ready for Tisha B'Av.